John Laser joining us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 2.5 hours in your apartment. Which one are you watching, A League of Their Own or Big?
Probably got to go with Big, even though I enjoy A League of Their Own as well. But not my top three in terms of baseball movies, so I'll go with Big. I always wanted to be the guys who switch places in that movie.
Well, I said, every kid wanted to see what they would be like to be an adult. We all spent our childhood wanting to be older, and now that we got older, we all want to go back to be our childhood. So, yeah, I don't know, I'm torn here. We'll put up the poll question. 2.5 hours of your life, which one are you watching, Big or A League of Their Own? John Laser he doesn't even have 2 minutes of his own time. He's a busy man. He'll be covering early National Signing Day today, Virginia Tech basketball tonight, and in a week from Monday, he's going to be calling Virginia Tech and Cincinnati in the Military Bowl. He is John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. We were discussing this earlier. There's pros and cons to everything in life and in sports. Are you a fan or not a fan of the early signing day?
I kind of like it, to be honest with you. I think it gives you something to look at and something to lean on in terms of what our side of the business is, and that's obviously interest, where it seems like I've never been a big fan of like what we're in right now, where the Hokies had these dramatic and emotional 2 weeks where you beat Virginia and you beat Marshall and you're all riled up, and then it's like, boom, not only does it go kind of flat without game action, but then you go into the holiday break, and then all of a sudden you're out of nowhere back playing a game in a bowl if you're in the date that we are, which is New Year's Eve, of course. So this, I think, kind of puts up it early. In terms of the practical way that they have to recruit and what it does to the calendar, I know some people are not fans of that, but I like it. I think it gives the guys opportunities to early enroll and to be here and to know their plans are more firm, and it gives you a better idea. And I always thought it did kind of get a little bit lost down when college basketball is rolling, when you have it later. You know, I can remember having to miss signing day coverage a couple of years. Not that I was complaining, because I was about to call a big-time game against Tech and UVA 1 year down in Charlottesville at JPJ. But, you know, you just kind of glossed over it. So I think it allows you to give you a little more attention before college basketball revs up for real.
I'm not going to sit here and break down every recruiter, go over every guy. And I said, look, I trust a lot. I read a lot of the same people that our listeners do. There's a lot of guys around Virginia that follow this. They do a great job of covering this. But if I were to ask you, is there a position, something that you were looking to see get addressed in this class by Virginia Tech? What would it be? What is it?
Yeah, I think it had to be defensive line, and you started to see that over the last few days. Just there was an urgency, particularly with some of the injuries and the departures that you had during the course of the season this year. And you definitely needed to add some bulk to the numbers more than anything in the middle of the defensive line. And I think in a perfect world, you'd do that with some more ready-to-play type players, and you see that with the JUCOs that they've signed. So both lines, for that matter, and the first two NLIs that came in this morning, it appeared, were offensive linemen, so I know Vance Vice is loving that. But the one thing that I think Hokie fans have probably noticed quite a bit, including their biggest recruit that they're looking at, don't want to mention his name thus far without the NLI in, but you really stockpile in receivers, and that's the way this offense, of course, needs to and wants to run over the next few years. And you can definitely tell that's been a recruiting point of emphasis ever since this staff got here.
One guy Lays is referring to, which we can actually say his name now, is William Pritchard from Midlothian, a third O-lineman of this class going in. So another local 804 guy going to Blacksburg. John Laser, voice of the Hokies. Have you started to dive into your notes on those Bearcats of Cincinnati yet?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm well on down the road on that because, you know, I've got the big McElroy birthday celebration, the big 4-0 on the 29th, and my parents' anniversary, and traveling to Renee's parents' house, and stopping for an adulting 2 days in Georgetown. So, yeah, I got to be game ready by Friday for Cincinnati. It's interesting, though. Yeah, absolutely. I unpacked them for the most part. Unpacked is the term we use when we just kind of roll out depth charts and all that stuff last week. So it's weird because I told Renee I'm ready to broadcast this game about a week ago, and then maybe that looked like, you know, you're an idiot. What are you doing? Look, we could have been Christmas shopping during that time. But they're a good team, man. They really are. You know, you look at that defense, and a lot of people say, oh, who do they play? They play plenty of good people. I think that they've got some studs on that defensive side of the ball, and then Desmond Ridder on the other side, more than capable and the prototypical type of quarterback that's hurt the Hokies in the past.
My apologies for not listing your credentials as the new party planner of my 40th birthday. But yes, Lays and his wife have taken over those responsibilities. But as far as this game goes, listening to the players, there's not the, whew, all right, we made it to a bowl game. Like, you listen to these guys talk, putting a bow on this year with a three-game win streak, that would mean something to this team considering everything that has gone on in the past 12 months.
Yeah, I think consistently, particularly the older guys on this team, have tried to find ways to erase what it looked like the final season was going to be marked on their time here. And, of course, I don't think that winning three in a row at the end of the year probably takes away the sting of losing to Old Dominion to go all the way back. But you can't relive the past. You know, it's there. So the only thing that you can do is do everything you can starting today and going forward. And so I think this class, the senior class, Ricky and Steven and Vinny and all those guys have done a pretty incredible job of staying present in terms of just trying to win today. And they do that in beating Virginia. Of course, they do that in beating Marshall. This task, potentially, I think this Cincinnati team is better than both of those opponents, and you're not going to have them at Lane Stadium, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge. But I applaud the fact that they're willing to try to rise to that challenge, because absolutely, to emerge out of this year from where you were, Wes, about 5 weeks ago, which was despair, quite frankly, I think would say a lot, not only about this class, but about the staff as well in terms of going forward. And I don't want it to make it sound like it's an end-all be-all in terms of whether you win this game or not. I think in many ways you've already salvaged a good portion of what you were trying to going forward to keep momentum, but a win would certainly punctuate that, to use your word.
I'll let you out the door on this one. This is our last segment before the bowl. It's also our last segment before Virginia Tech starts its ACC basketball season. So, John Lazor, what I think I've learned about this basketball team in the non-conference is fill in the blank with what or why.
Yeah, I think this team is definitely ahead of where last year's team and any of Buzz's teams to this point at Virginia Tech have been defensively. I think they've been able to carry over the cover two, as they call it, the Tampa 2 defense, which is essentially the gap control defense. We'll see how that works against some better shooting teams and some teams that have a little more poise on the perimeter, but I think this team is definitely ahead defensively. I think they have every bit as much offensive firepower, particularly with Nikhil Alexander-Walker blossoming into the player that he is, and Ty Outlaw back on one of the wings. I think you do, at this point, you can see where you miss the guys that are not here without Landers and Chris being on a part of the game action at this point for this team. But I think you also realize that, you know, you have, I think, everything you need to be a team that makes some noise in the ACC and potentially makes a run later on in the year. A lot of things are going to have to go well for that to happen. So it's kind of just exciting, Wes. You teed it up, not just through the last few months, but I think for Buzz Williams and his staff, this is the culmination of a number of years of digging, to use his word, and now it's just a lot of excited anticipation as to how it's all going to play out, and I kind of share that emotion.
Two more non-conference games, including tonight. 6:30 coverage begins on 96.1 FM. It's North Carolina A&T and Virginia Tech, and John Lazor and Mike Burnup on the call. All right, happy holidays, buddy. You know I'll probably talk to you in the next 24 hours, but thanks for everything this year, and we will be listening tonight, and we'll be listening in Annapolis on December 31st.
I'd like the listeners to know that I made myself available, Wes, on both Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but was told that there was no show to be on. So, yeah, it's been a heck of a year, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk again soon. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, and we also want to say thank you to Cowan Gates for sponsoring Lazor segment throughout the year. Great sponsors, Brandon Cowan, family friend, family attorney. I put him in charge of our will and trust even before our daughter came along. So we thank Brandon Cowan for everything, both professionally and personally.